working over the A-frame half with different boys and sowing oats and rye, in other words, because it's not too much farming going on now, fixing land for farming, but a lot of people, you know, got cattle, while they have rye and oats and stuff, you know, so neighbors and people in the neighborhood, a few doctors will pay you off, in other words, a lot of them will pay you off. But these people down at Russia, in other words, he told me, well, they got one in and got it all painted out and on the yacht. I said, well, what you gonna get for it? Before I asked him if I was gonna trade in, he might have thought, you know, that Buell boy. I don't know whether you know him or not, Russ Tractor Company.
I know he is.
Charlie Buell, he's office boy.
Yeah.
And I said, Charlie, what you gonna charge me that D-17 you got in and got it all painted up and everything? Well, he said, you know, everything's going up, and we got a lot of money in that thing of painting it and getting it all this, that, and the other. Well, that's where the trouble comes in, see?
Yeah.
And he says, I reckon we're going to have about $2,500 for it.
Yeah.
I said, yeah? Okay. I said, Jippy got here for $2,000, and his is an R3 series, and you're modeling yours is a 6-to-1 or 6-to-2 model. And I said, that tractor there, I said, it's nearly 10 years old.
Now, that's diesel?
One he had down there, yeah. Charlie, his is 10 years old. GP got one of them, it's only about 6-7 years old. It's the R3 series.
Yeah.
And he didn't pay but $2,000 for his.
Well,
in Gainesville. He got here from Joe Farm. And I got mine from Farm Bar, but they got theirs from down here.
Yeah.
And mine was. You've been living here long enough. Mine, I guess you've been here long enough. You remember when that nigga, a truck hit him over here on 301? And the tractor and carried that tractor into an oak tree there and busted the whole housing, motor and everything in it.
Yeah.
It's a brand new tractor.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, that's the tractor that I got at the house now.
Oh, really?
And it don't use a bit of oil or nothing. The only thing you use is about 2 gallons of fuel out if you throw the coal to it. About 20 gallons of
fuel. Now, what they do down there, go in there and get your stuff ready. What they do down there at Rush, they set a price way out of reason.
Y'all fixing it?
No, not going to place. I'm just
she's getting the food ready.
No.
So we're just going to take them down there. Directly.
I got to go. It's
no. It's
8 o'clock.
I
got to draw water from the cattle. I got them cut off from the pond. The pond water getting
they set a price down there.
That's right. But I didn't ask him, and now in this tractor of mine, I tell you what, I paid.
And then they don't budge.
No, this tractor I got, in other words, it and a half,
yeah.
I think I paid $2,000 for it. For the one that I got, and it's not a diesel. But the tractor was nearly new, and they got through, you know, putting that, they had to put a block assembly and to put that cam and all that inside, you know what I mean, and overhaul the motor. That's reading the thing still. It don't use a bit of oil. The only thing about it is a hydraulic lift. It'll leak a little fluid, and I got to add a quarter of fluid, you know, to the hydraulic system. You already got the hydraulic system on it already. But I says, where it's coming out is hydraulic plungers. I reckon you already got them plungers on the side, too. It feeds out of the case in the motor part, and it feeds into them plungers, and the seal is worn off on one of them.
Yeah.
Because you use it, in other words, you can stop it while you can see, you know, it dropping, you know, just that little light, you know how that fluid is.
Well,
but that's the fact of mine, I bet you put it, they won't want to give me about $600 or $700 for it.
No.
And I got a tandem hair to go with it, you know, a lift type tandem hair. 8-foot tandem hair.
Yeah.
You know, cut behind where you're turning your land. It will do fair, you know, like the little hair you got behind yon, in other words, just, it'll want to shimmy a little bit, you know, when you hit too rough of grass. No, but I don't know how that and that does, but most of them will want to shimmy a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the reason I looked it out here. You just got a pole. You got to put something heavy on that boat.
That's right.
I put sacks of sand on mine, made a rack out of boards, and nailed them together, kind of, you know, and fill a bag of sand, weigh about 200 pounds, put one on each side of the thing, you know, and it'll make it take the ground. But that little pole, you got one way over 25 pounds with it, 30.
No.
But it'll keep them shimmy a little bit, but you give your bearing. Mine, he got these seal water bearing. I looked at yours.
Yeah.
And a little too light. That hair there, I'm bearing a little too light, just like on mine. I replaced something once or twice. They cost about $7 a piece. But the hair is in good shape now. It does need one or two blades on it.
If you want to cut your hair, you can't use your tandem four wheels, you just gotta use your two.
That's right.
And I could use that old one, but I'd have to weight it down. Now this one, you see, it cuts a lot better, and then you can weight it with
that,
itself.
That's right. Yeah, well, then that lift part, that's a good little weight, you know,
that's
kicks
right,
up on
right
it.
Away.
Just like these, you know, old one, reversible bottom plow, I believe,
yeah,
what to call it.
Yeah.
I've seen them handle them.
Yeah. Well,
they keep them in the ground, though. It'll help it keep the ground when the land getting high. Hard
drive. If you
drive.
Want a seal or something in that hydraulic place, and who would you get to do it for you?
Well, I'd have to get, I reckon, Horace Birch. He put in C.J. Jr. in that Mesa
well,
Ferguson.
Would you take it into him, or would he come out there?
Well, he'd come out there at C.J. Jr.'s. He probably would come out there at the house. He'd come out there and got my pickup, but then I'd have saw him.
Now, you'd get the seal and have it on.
Yeah,
there?
I'd get the seal. I'd get the material, and I wouldn't let him come out there and do it. Either I could drive it through the woods, John, and carry it down to this Fred. He'd done
that.
You
know what
work,
we
see?
Ought to have is something to move that equipment on.
That's right. One of these heavy-duty trailers would be the trick to,
yeah,
you know, put it on.
Get one of them little fellas that's right close to the ground.
That's right.
And
just drag
it
out.
It would simplify life, wouldn't it?
It would that. But you can, though. Of course, it takes something to haul it. In other words, you take the chain horse and pick it up, you know, and let it down on my pickup or something, and carry the hair in that itself, you see.
Yeah.
But the way I've done mine when I was, it got to, one time, in other words, I uncoupled it. All of them wasn't bad. They uncoupled the side, you know, to bear, and they're gone off them.
Yeah.
And then but four bolts take out, you know, and the whole axle, wheel, and all, they were the same way, I reckon. Then I rolled it in the pickup, in other words, and carried it to Farnborough, in other words.
Yeah.
And they had the wrench, in other words. You got to lock that disc on that other side with a three-fingered wrench, in other words, to take that nut off, and you know, all the discs and you split, you know, spacers comes off, too. But the axle, it's not a round axle, mine. I don't know where yours is round. Mine is a square axle. Is yours round or square?
I don't know. I think it's round.
But most of the round ones are on. Is that an Aston? Yeah, I believe Aston. It's round, I think. But these, the Bush Hog and, what's that other? Well, I believe that's the Aston I got. The Bush, what's called a Bush, not the Bush Hog, the 8-blade. What do you call it? Isn't that, what's called a Bush Hog? Bush and Bog. Bush and Bog, what you call it.
Yeah.
Now, it's got a square axle in it, too, but it's a bigger axle, in other words, than the tandem. It's an inch and an eighth. But this one here, on the inch, I think it's an inch or 7/8 axle all in mine. That's about the same as yours. It looks like maybe an inch or 7/8. And you can hit a stump, you know, a lot of stump in a field or something, and swing that axle. You got to take it loose, you know, and straighten it out. I'll straighten mine, in other words. Make the dish, you know, shimmy. But you say a trailer is a handy thing. Now, mine got the hollow out of the lift. When I'm a little trailer, I can pick it up and just back up to it, you know, and just release the lift, you know, and let it go right on the trailer and unhook from it.
Mm-hmm.
And hook onto it in the pickup, you know, and carry it, you know, over here, carry it to Horace or carry it anywhere. But the Hubble International, I mean, Farnborough and Rush's, they charge down labor about $8 or $9 an hour for labor. And the boy doing the work, well, they're giving him about $2 an hour. That's what Fred told me up here. I found the boy, his wife teaches school, lives in Hackintosh. Yeah, gives him $2 an hour. That's all he's making, $2 an hour. I said, you mean you working your brother for $2 an hour? I said, you want a job? I said, you have to move, but I'll get you a job tomorrow in Jacksonville. They want a man up there. And I said, they'll start you off at $120, $25 a week. And I said, and you there a few months, if you prove, you know, like you can do something, well, then you automatically get a raise. But the men, in other words, is getting the money, just like a Buell down there, and said, it costs so much money, in other words. Well, the price they put on it. Now, the man that sprayed that paint on that thing, it's a spray job. And they had that lye, you know, in the hot water, in other words, it cleans it, clean the motor and all the grease and the stuff on it that it is. Then you take a spray nozzle, in other words, and spray the thing.
You can buy new equipment cheaper than you can use equipment.
That's right. Well, I told him, I said, no, I don't want that. I said, that's too old a series. I said, I thought maybe you want to move it right, but I says, that's no price, Charlie. But as I told Larry, this same man, I want to get that Mesa Ferguson 35, 135 will be the series. One small size, you know, about a 35 horsepower tractor.
I tell you, the best thing I've seen them do down there, I've got this old hay baler. They rebuilt that and brought it up here and got it to working and kept it working and charged me $500 for it. Now, that's if they would treat me like that on other equipment,
that's
right. I could trade with them. Well, I can't pay them $2,500 like that for an old tractor that's 10 years old.
Well, that's what I told him. Well, I said, that tractor there, so it's too old. I said, and he said, well, he said, you know, the new one's gone up now. I said, I'm not talking about the new one. I know the new automobile. I said, this pickup of mine out here, and I bought the outfit out here. It didn't cost me about $1,400 or $1,500. Now, in that same pickup, that it cost you about with that hydromatic transmission, I'm heavy duty commercial tired on it. It cost you $3,300. That's what a pickup costs, just like that near out there now. Brand new. $3,300.
You know, you are lucky in a way. You can get around over the countryside and find out what's going on. And not many do that now.
That's right.
What's the trouble?
Well, they just don't want to, I guess maybe it'd be, you know, have the initiative, forwardness, in other words, to kind of, you know, get talk around a little bit. And I can kind of talk around and kind of get in without letting people
like
in.
It looks like interesting just
to
know what's
going
on.
That's right. Well, I enjoy it, in other words, as the fellow says, that, you know, a person is isolated, you know, self.
Yeah.
Like Robinson Crusoe, you know, was in the book Friday. You know, you know that instance,
yeah.
I guess. It's been years ago when we read those books in school.
Yeah.
But, you know, a person needs to not live to himself, and
you
need to have the...
You're in touch with a lot of people. Now, you see
but
Johnny...
Yes, sir.
You see him all the time?
Yeah, lots of...
Oh, you saw him at the barbecue?
Oh, yeah. You know, so I see him at church every Sunday.
Oh, does he come to that
Yeah,
church?
He's a deacon.
Oh, he is.
And he thought it was all right for the preacher, in other words, so he said, you know, we'd invite the doctor and let him help contribute. But I'm like Mid Johnson. We got about $4,000 or $5,000 in trade, and they didn't charge anything. And I'm like, shit, Billy Graham got more much money as Johnson or Nixon has.
Yeah.
Billy Graham, you know what I mean? He's not suffering financially.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No, everybody knows that. But they strictly said, you know, and no charge, you know, a Christian move, in other words, that the film company, in other words, didn't show one of them, in other words, didn't make $1 million off of it and won't have to ever charge for it again. But a lot of these other film movies, in other words, the show, well, they still, you know, people go to and sit in the building, in other words, but the darkies sit up in the balcony and the white people sit down. That's what Mid Johnson said. I said, yeah, I haven't been to a moving picture show, and I don't know, the last I went to was a drive-in, and as I said, I reckon it's been 10 years ago since we went to the drive-in theater, and I said, that's in Jacksonville.
You don't go to movies?
But I reckon it's been 10 years since I've been to a moving picture, and it was a drive-in, set an automobile, you know, and get a speaker, you know, and just set it on the door, you know.
Who does Johnny work for now?
He's working Whitehurst.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Hello? Yes, ma'am. You want me to call her? Yes. We don't have any pasture. No, and it's so troublesome. It's awful troublesome to have, you know, we got so many batches of animals now. Just run them to death. I don't have any help. Yes, well, you know, you know what it is. Well, I couldn't put up with them anyhow. I've got mares over here. Let me get my wife to call you sometime. Where are you? Or she can get you through Ms. Hamilton. Yeah, I'll tell her. I'll tell you to call. Well, she can get in touch with you. She'd be glad to. I'll tell you to call. Listen, all this stuff, you see, I pick up a little bit from you all. Now, you see, most of those people have outgrown us, haven't they?
That's right.
Yes, all the white hairs.
Yes, sir.
They don't do anything that would help you run your place.
No.
All the equipment's too big.
That's right. And you're too little for them to think about helping, you know, when they say that it's geniality.
Yeah.
Now, I believe it. Always have been taught and believe, too. You do, I guess, too. That you feel like you know better than nobody else, but you feel you're just as good as anyone else.
Yeah.
But there's so many of them got that opposite attitude, in other words. But as Miss Johnson told me, thinking about these doctors, you know, which she had the right attitude, just like several of them, they were wise the same way. That you inviting trouble, in other words, when you have them to come up and let them give a free oil offering, because the one that would come, the colored, would give an offering, in other words.
Yeah.
But I'm like Mid Johnson, in other words. Now, she's one of the tithers in the church.
Mm-hmm.
John is a tither, and Willie's a tither. Well, there's a good many of them after reading, in other words, our board. There's a lightning to come down in time or two, says, your business is counting the money. I said, yeah, I'm on the committee where I count the money every Sunday. And he said, well, it's a funny thing. It's you all don't ever have a Sunday less than $100, $100 to $200. And he said, our church, in other words, well, we get $5 or $6.
Who said that?
GP, Methodist Church.
What?
$5 or $6.
What is it?
It's Methodist Church. That's a collection plate.
What's the trouble? What's the difference?
Well, the GP said, in other words, they got, you know, people in there. GP's not, you know, he's well off as I am. He got a good job and other, and got a little money, and the folks got a little money, and mother, you know, gets a pension, and got a little insurance money left from her mother, in other words, it left in pretty good shape. That is, you know, tangible. That cash you can put your hand on. I'm not talking about real estate or something. I'm talking about cash you had in the bank.
Yeah.
Then I says,
what?
You got Albert Zetrow, in other words, you know what he is. He don't spend the interest off of his money, in other words. He's in the upper bracket.
No.
You got Albert Zetrow, they're a member, in other words. And you got your Uncle Ben Lighton, in other words, and they got money. Always had had money. His wife, you know, had money. And she passed away, and her people, in other words, she had money, in other words. And they got it in the family, and they got the yarn board. He makes $30 or $40 a day by carrying the mail out. He's a member out there. Said, no, he's a member of your church. Your wife is a Methodist.
Yeah.
I said, well, he don't contribute to ours. He must help to your church, in other words. I figured your wife is going. Well, he don't come down and give us any, because I'm on the committee, and I open the envelope, and I know who gives who and who's. You know what I mean? Who gives what? But that's none of my business, in other words. I don't sit on the committee, you know, to see who's doing who and who. But as I told Jippy, I said, we got... I don't know exactly, I haven't, you know, found out, but I'd say offhand, I'd say about 15 people at tithers, and some of them, you know, making good money, and some of them are not. These people like working down at Lowell, and they're making $350 a month, and they get their check every so on, and they give right down to the penny, you know, $19.35, I believe one of them is.
Yeah.
So we are in, and I said, other people are tithing, making the money. Well, like Willie, he's not making too much. He tithes. And I say, you figure it all up after reading that board up there. Reads, you know, sometimes they don't come, you know, every Sunday. But I say, that's reading the reads. And that's reading the church don't owe no money or nothing. They pay the utilities and this, that, and the other, and literature. And they got $4,000 or $5,000 in the bank.
Uh-huh.
That's what Miss Johnson says. We could have got up enough, you know, to give them a nice little donation. We used to do a revival service, and the people always, you know, carried away with it, you know.
Well, now, who are the chief ones you got? Who's got the most money down there? You don't have it. You don't have big ones like GP.
That's what I mean. There's none in our church, you know, with that big. In other words, just, you know, really has the money.
Johnny Mixon's not big money,
no,
is he?
No, he tithes, in other words, but he is, in other words, you know what he makes, in other words, I think $110, $120 a week.
Yeah.
And you see what his tithe is, in other words, $12, $15, you know, a Sunday.
Yeah.
And one of the girls that's working, one of the girls tied, in other words, she makes $60 a week, in other words, she gets $5 or $6. But Nick Dixon, she's one worked low, in other words, and at Beck Boy, well, I guess he's the biggest money, because he makes $7 an hour.
Yeah.
And he works 40 hours. That's a little less than $300 a week. But time to get through taking out with his family, in other words, that's what it still, you know, gave them a pretty good salary of $200-some-odd a week, which is pretty good money.
I think so.
But like I tell them about Hastings, you know, that's pretty good money, you know, $150 a week, and they pay me gas, you know, come home weekend, and if they make any money, why, they liable to, you know, donate me, you know. I have got as much as $1,000, see?
What's these horse farms?
But these horse farms, they is one or two that come to ours. Now there's one out there that worked for Mr. Ron. Now Mr. Ron is up in the several million dollar class,
yeah.
I'd say. James and Ryan.
They don't come to.
But mine don't come. But some of the boys working with him make pretty good money. They
yeah.
come and they well, they not tithers, but they you know what I mean. They contribute.
Well.
But
these horse
and I told Jippy, I said, I named four people. In other words, if they, you know, halfway want to, you know, keep the preacher and something to eat or something or other, why, I said, if they just give, you know, $1 a piece, why, that'd be more money than y'all have on the board. I said, I'm not talking about the church. But I said, you people, in other words, you don't read your Bible like we read ours, in other words.
Well,
that's what I told him, Jippy.
Yeah.
Well, he'd talk, you know, just like you and I talk, in other words. He don't get mad with me, in other words, just like you probably wouldn't get mad at me if I'd say something, you know, if you didn't agree with another. But you might correct me, which that's the right thing to do. I'm like Nixon was the other night on that program. I'd blow in his bunk of telling them people,
yeah.
in other words. A lot of time, people are justified in criticizing him.
Yeah.
But he says that no one has ever been perfect, in other words. That's what I like about it, except the man up above, in other words.
Yeah.
He come here and live and set the example, in other words. He wants us to go likewise. But the people today, in other words, they don't want to get involved in something, in other words. Said, I'm looking out for self. But at the end, in other words, who's going to look out for them if something happened to them? Isn't that right? Who's going to look out for them?
Yeah, it looks like the church would just be wealthy church.
Well, that's what I say, but you take that same pastor, in other words, got with the Richardson boy down there. Richardson, you're one of your neighbors. Are they suffering? They not broke, are they?
Well, they run that little church. It's not wealthy, but they...
Do they have a pretty good little... I don't know how that board is, but they give the same pastor, the same preacher up there, and he asked for money.
Yeah.
And my brother and I, well, he's a Methodist, one that's your wife met. Were you with her the other day? You wasn't with her?
No.
Someone else was called. She met my brother.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, you,
yes.
You,
yes.
Yeah.
We had been down that Saturday morning to see Mr. Maxie.
Mm-hmm. And you came by,
yeah,
and he was
yeah.
working in the garden, I guess, wasn't he?
No, way down there, and he saw us, and she leave a note on
uh-huh.
On your door.
But
and
he came down.
He came down, and I was glad he did, because I got to we got to visit.
Yeah,
him.
Got to talk with him. Yeah,
yeah.
But he doesn't go too much, because he works, you know, on Sundays,
yeah.
and but he gives him, you know, his wife, she's a master too, he gives him, you know, $15 once in a while when they come around asking for money to get a little money for the preacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that yarn girl, she said one time, you know, said they'd accept it from someone else.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't no big man, but I said, well, it's a shame, in other words, you people, you know, if the man can't get groceries in the house, you know, to eat on, and I says, I contribute to my church, and I says, but I'll give you a couple of dollars.
Nobody you know works for the horse farms, Eric. What's the trouble? They pay as well as the university.
There's a few of them that I know work, colored and white, a few of them, just a few.
Who do you know?
Well.
Do I know anybody?
I don't believe you do.
Why couldn't Willie work for one of those horse farms?
He could. That Nixon boy, that's where he's working. He's working for horse and cattle both, that Bo Bett. A hobo. Hobo, I mean,
hobo.
Yeah. Hobo farm.
Yeah.
And it's a big outfit, one of the large ones down there.
Yeah.
And that's where JC's working. I worked down there a while myself.
Yeah.
And they paid me good, too. That boy told me, in other words, that... And his boy did belong to our church, but after he moved down there, he changed his letter to Fairfield.
You worked at one of the farms?
Yeah, I worked in the farm deal. They got me down there, and then after he got me on the farm equipment, they bought they got everything in the world. Imagine, in other words, bulldozer, you know, cost $40,000 or $60,000 for those caterpillars.
Yeah.
And this boy was a member of our church then. Well, he was a foreman and also a bulldozer operator. And he said, we got this new baling equipment in, and nobody knows how to thread the needle.
Yeah.
And it says, though you have one like it, you got a New Holland and 271. And it says, you caught up the yours right now, and we got some down. We got about 3,000 or 4,000 bales on the ground. He saw me at church. Said, how about coming down? And if you can't stay but 3 or 4 hours, half a day, stay all day if you can. And I'll see that you get paid. He was a former superintendent, good Baptist church member. And he's making pretty good money. They paid him $7,500 a year in front of him a house to live in. Pretty good salary. That wasn't bad. And they gave him a little Christmas present, you know what I mean, every once in a while. So I went down there, and that's when J.C. asked me. He was working at Nixon boy. He's with a man, a Chambers boy.
Yeah.
Jim Chambers, Orange Lake. But J.C. was down there then, but J.C. was working with the horses and working at night. Then, you know, like Willie's job now up at the university.
Yeah.
You know, checking them, and the horse got sick, or one needed a bucket of water while you draw it, you know, and set it over there, you know, if he was drinking, I'm scalded, you know.
Willie don't like, he don't know anything about livestock.
No, he don't know.
He just plays with them cows.
That's all he's doing.
So he wouldn't feel at home over there, would he?
I doubt it.
And he don't want to work with livestock.
No. In fact, you might as well go ahead and finish the sentence. He don't want to work, period, too much. You know, not saying too much. That's what Avery talking about today, and also H.A. I said, have you known any of our boys ever do it too much? I said, Martin, the whitehead one, that woman made him feel bad. That woman said, wonder who that old gray-headed man is there pulling out in front of me. Martin's brother, you know, drives about a $6,000, $8,000 car. Martin.
Willie's brother.
Martin.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he kind of got up on top there for a while, and he can wait, you know, and get a little of his money along, you know, but Willie, he couldn't drag around and work a little bit, and he got where his health wasn't good, and there's some Willie inside them building tanking around, you know, doing that inside work, you know, when they got him dried in.
Yeah.
Why, he just couldn't stand the heat, and he wasn't able to stand it, and he wanted to get out. That's the reason I went over there, and I was 30 minutes late. I told him and got him a job.
Yeah.
And it didn't, that less money he's making now than the $2.50 he's making an hour.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's glad of it, because he's up there on the job about 7, but actually they're working just between you and me, 4 hours all the working.
Yeah.
But he'll tell you, it is awfully hard, and a lot of work, walking in, and this, that, and other. But Jim and Eddie ride when they got a good deal to do. They ride in a vehicle.
Yeah.
They furnish a vehicle.
Well, now you like livestock.
But I like livestock. You're right. But Willie, he wasn't working those things. But I worked with a farm crew and got that man started. And I stayed down the whole day after I going down and lose a piece of day.
Yeah.
I decided I'd just stay down to that out. Well, it's something new, you know, be around a different crew, you know.
What?
And I showed him how to run the doggone baler. And I had another fellow that, you know, watch it. And I showed him this thing about it. The attention to give on the bale, you know, and how to, you know, tighten and check it. And if, you know, had it too tight, well, I'd go to busting the twine and a lot of things, you know, you just tell them and they couldn't read it. They could read the book, but they wouldn't know what the book said.
Yeah.
That goes to show, you know, with the experience, a lot of time is better than learning the book knowledge.
Yeah.
That's what I found out about old Hinchett up there in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Just like the same way, you know, about out here, this man here, you know, he'd ask him a question and you buy a gate.
You need a little play.
Yeah. Huh?
If
you
got the
post,
if you got
the pins in there, in other words.
Yeah.
And you screw that pin up, in other words, then you can leave it sticking out, you know, that much. I just told a man of it. If you're at Caesar Junior's, I hung, I'd say, $300 worth up there.
Yeah.
Gates, in other words. And some of them was, you know, aluminum. And some of them was heavy gates, you know, for the pins. With 150 cows in the pen, he had four on each side, 8 pins, and had three gates to the pen.
That
25 or 40 gates right there, not counting the 2 8 foot coming in, and not counting the gates in the lane, you know, where you come on into the scale, you know, where Max is bringing his up there and weigh them calves.
Yeah.
And Cedar Jr., you know, he just, you know, knew him a neighbor, in other words. Of course, Max had the money, and he'd have paid him, in other words, for weighing him, but he wouldn't charge him a penny.
Yeah.
And I even helped him, you know, with him, in other words, and I was on Cedar Junior payroll, see.
Yeah.
But he didn't charge him anything. It didn't take too long to weigh them, in other words. And they wanted to weigh one, you know, separate, in other words, for some reason, I don't know why. But they had to, you know, separate one out of a bunch. But they had one of these four-wheel trailers, and I believe they had 8 or 9 old calves. And it pretty well filled up.
Yeah.
And he had it behind a pickup truck.
Yeah.
And you could tell he had something behind him. And but the calves, but like you said, with a feed in them, they average 100 pounds more than I guess than the average.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth, that's right. Because
yeah.
He had them in good shape. Just like your cow is probably, you know, what's on a big cow the other way.
Yeah,
you put them on the scale.
Yeah.
You know, with beef wise, you know, with it bringing some money.
Now, when they holler, it's one thing. And then when they fill out,
that's right. Different story, because I had one at Bear, you know, and she weighed 900 pounds. I didn't figure she'd weigh that much. It wasn't a big Angus cow, but she never had a calf. I'd raised over there with this bull, the bull that I got the house. I raised him. And this cow was raised, but she never did have a calf. But the bull was pretty good, and I said I'd keep him. And that bull is, he's just turned 5 or coming 5. I believe he just turned 5,
yeah.
5 years old. So that cow, you see, she's 5 years old, and she ought to done had about 3 calves. But over there, and I got kind of skittish, in other words, and I couldn't do it, like you say, in other words, taking people, you know, a horse and a lash, you know, run them down. You get to run them too much, they jump and tear out the fences. Be all old Willie's hunting some odd acres of pine timber over there. And if you get past Willie, that'd be in Big Hammock, and that'd be the last of them. Somebody else would butcher them or kill them. But that cow, I got to feed them up a little bit, and she was had plenty of grass over there. Wasn't any cows away, you know, about 50-60 acres in grass, and the rest of it in woodland. I own 55 acres, and there's 40 acres that I got leased, and about half of it, 25 acres each, you know, in grass. Bahia and centipede is about to work on it now, but this Bahia is real good underneath those pine saplings. You know, that Bahia, in other words, like that, you know.
Did you ever just actually work with GP?
Work with him
On
the job?
When you're making hay or
fixing
the baler or something like that?
Yeah.
Now, is he any good just doing the work himself?
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yes, sir.
He can
work.
Sit on a tractor and keep it going?
Yes, sir. He
can keep a baler going?
That's right.
He knows the machinery.
He's pretty good on machinery, too, like I am. He had him down at the Bobet farm, too. But they're going to say he went down now. You bet. He said, I got some Kentucky horses coming in. Well, like you say, I'm not a horse man. I hardly want to ride one now. They say, Jim.
Yeah.
Because the one that I had up there riding my... He plumbed, you know, and I wouldn't get him out of the truck, because he'd fall down with me, and I didn't want to get my neck broke.
Yeah.
But he said, these are Kentucky colts coming in here from Kentucky, and I got to trade them, and I want 7 stables built on the side of this barn.
Yeah.
And he said, Mixon told me you could do it. I said, who, Mixon? He said, yeah, J.C., aren't you some kin to him? I said, yes, sir. And I said, well, I'm tied up with C.J. Junior. Oh, he's my buddy in the... And the Lion Club and all this other business clubs and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And he said, I've seen him and I got to have his stable and I can't get anybody to do it. I'm going to see if he won't let you off. So Dolphy did. He seen Susan and he said, yeah, you're going down and build him. And I went down and build him. That's when he wanted me to stay with him all the time, you know, give me a regular job. But as you said, I didn't want to do that all the time down there with that thing. I wasn't a horse man. And of course, they got some nice cattle.
Yeah. Well, look,
$20,000 black Angus bull.
I don't have any use for aluminum gates.
Neither do I.
Well, now, what can I get for gates?
The best thing is GP Dunn. I built all that for him out here.
Yeah.
Now, that's one thing. Now, GP's pretty good machinery, but carpenter work. He wants me now. He's getting them in. He got $1,800 worth of that sharper lumber over on this side of this world. Some of them logs are bigger than this table.
Is that right?
Did you hang out with
Is
them?
That right?
Come out of this swamp, you know, where they had this canal?
Yeah.
Well, Orange Spring.
Yeah.
And they still going to have a lawsuit or a deal, but they sawing them log there, a big cypress log there, you know, it's, I'd say, you know, 4 feet in diameter.
Yeah.
And that's pretty lumber, too.
Yeah.
But it costs you about $200 a thousand.
Yeah.
But I told GP, what can you get? They've gone up on this clear soap lumber now. I didn't know they went up that much on it. It's about $175-$180.
Yeah. And what do you
And it's like these posts, in other words, you got to go in and paint it every other year.
Yeah.
And it costs you money to put that old burning, it'll burn you up. cost you money to put it on.
I see these.
But he wanted me to come and make the corral for him, and I made the gates out here south side for him. In other words, and it's made out of this western cedar. But it was on, then it was only $120, but it's make good gate. 2x6s. Now GP did put a 2x8, I think, on the bottom to keep his bull, you know, from maybe getting his head down and breaking it, get his horn underneath it.
Yeah.
And he put a 2x8 on the bottom. But it's not necessary. Mine is all 2x6s. I got a few of them built.
Now that's for corral?
Yeah, corral and for the gates.
Now,
for gate.
Is that too. Corral gonna be outdoors?
This socket over here is going to be, yeah, it's going to be outside.
No, sir. No, sir.
It's
no, sir. A man just loses money these days unless he covers it up.
You mean the socket?
You got to, anything. You just got to put a roof on it.
Yeah.
Now, you see my little shed out there? Well, I haven't got to use that corral for cattle. I've been using it for hay or something like that. But see, I can take them... Everything I've got there lasts. I can put a load and shoot there.
It is hard.
Runways.
Yeah.
And the
that's
gates.
Right. That's right.
And it'll never wear out.
That's right. Well, that's the best thing. I got my loading feet on this chute. It's made out of womanized lumber.
And what is
womanized pine?
And what does the roof cost? It don't cost nothing compared to what these gates and stuff
that's
cost.
Right. You're right. But he's building a corral out of that. It's gonna be rough stuff.
Yeah.
And he's gonna use. He's going to use 1x8s, I believe,
yeah.
Instead of 2x for the corral. Then you have your posts 8 foot apart.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, in your rainway, they're about to be 4 feet apart, you know, in the crowding area.
Yeah.
But that's what he's going to build with them, and that's what reason he didn't hope that I wouldn't go over yonder way to have him. He told me the other day, I hear you going over to Hastings, it'll be the last of this month or the first of the next month, because they're going to let them mature to get more yield and, you know, the potatoes will grow, you know, more a week, you know, since this weather got warm at night. Well, you know, it's probably how high potatoes swell, I don't know.
Well,
and he wants to get a yield because that market ain't going to be no like it was black market time. People think it would, no way, but I'd say $5 about all it's going to be. And he got 20,000 bags contracted, in other words, for $3 a bag,
yeah.
20,000 bags. But I'd give him $60,000, but you go take it and take $2, you know, to make the blooming crop. And they had a bad year. You know, with the weather condition and everything, and the wet, black parts, they drowned out, and they couldn't plant over because it was too late. They got bit down, you know, twice with a cold, and they had to come back. And now and then, they just started putting on a little one and a little slow one. That's the reason I'm nearly a month, you know, late. I should have been over and done wet, you know, a couple of 3 weeks.
Well, now, as soon as he digs them, he got to sell them. He got no place to put them.
That's right. They go right to the market. They got a conveyor belt, in other words, and... they'll dig them green potatoes like today, and tomorrow night you'll be eating them in these 49 or 69 cent potato chip bags from Wise, whatever the name of the company in Jacksonville.
Now, sweet potatoes have season before they got any taste.
Oh, yeah. But these ice potatoes, well, I'm chipped. You know how, if you like chip with your barbecue and all, they have it up yonder with them.
Ice potatoes don't need a season.
No.
Just a fresh ice potato right out of the
ground.
They got
one of these salad bowls, you know, full of salad this big around, and they got one of them that they just bring them chips that just look like put a half a barrel in that one time.
Yeah.
Potato chips, go with a barbecue. Up there, Johnny?
Well, now, how did GP find out about that lumber?
He got in touch with one of the boys working at Bachelor, I believe, at making the boxes, the beer boxes. Used to make the field boxing, you know, people don't quit that, but they're making beer crates and light bread boxes and things like that at Bagley here at the Citra.
Uh-huh.
And one of the old men I told him about, they're dragging this stuff out and they're running that sawmill and you get some good lumber.
Yeah.
And he's talking to me about it, you know, he want to get some of that good cypress, you know, and have it dressed and make a boat out of it. Says, you help your daddy build one, and says, that pitch is what I'm worried about. You know, not to have a flat bottom, you got to have a pitch to it, see? Just like your eave on your roof, you know, you have a 3x12, 4x12, or whatever you want your pitch of eaves of the house, know it.
Yeah.
Now, some of them are kind of like this in here, I think it's kind of steep. I'd hate to paint it.
Yeah.
And a lot of these old houses are like that, too. But Gypsy found out about it, and he wanted some, and after it warmed, I got, you know, where it's so high, and it got where it's no good either. Now, Elbert Zetron and I had some cut in the swamp back yonder. You're talking about outside. And I'm KFN and show him his corral, and I know it's been there about 12 years.
Is that right?
That's right. 12 years. Yeah. And I'm sure there's some gates. I believe it's over 12 years old. He got them gates made out of that cypress. It's hard cypress. It ain't no pitted or sap cypress.
Yeah.
Now, like this man talking about, what I thought about these cedar posts. You don't want no sap, too much sap on that cedar. You want a heart.
Yeah.
And I said, well, one man, I had a split cypress, and I says, it's a 55 cents for the split, but I didn't make a post, you know, if it'd been around, it cost you $1.10 a piece. I said, well, what kind you in Whittington? He called him Whittington. That's Earl. He called him by the last name. What time did you bring back? I said, well, a man, that's all he had. We talked to you know about that, and after we got back to Brunson. But the other man, he was in the wood, but he had some in the yard there, but Aaron and I couldn't go there and pick the man post up, you know, be the same as stealing. So we came back and seen the man in Brunson, and he's the one that had a split, and had a few round one, and said, well, we just want to get, you know, load 50, and they're green. And they're pretty heavy when they're green, you know, see the, well, 50, you know, make you pick up, you know, after I just left the tailgate up and put them in there, you know, because there's 7 feet long. And the body ain't, but I think it's 6 or 6.5 all this on the pickup. Anyway, it's sticking out, you know, over the body. And they 55 cent a piece. But here he got three round ones. He didn't want me to have but two. But he got the round post from another man. He delivered them, 600 of them, but they cost him more. They cost him about 70 cents, you know, delivered. See what I mean? But they round.
What sort of place does Air have?
He got a pretty nice place.
Like you have?
He's got 40 acres. He got 40 acres at his house, and he got 40 acres away from the house, separated.
Yeah.
But he had gotten his wife's brother helped him build a home here when he had that other place there. His boy bought it through the government.
Yeah.
Veteran Administration and Bush, you know what you call this farm thing? Bush is the head of it in Ocala.
Mm-hmm.
Federal Housing, a federal bank, Federal Housing Corporation, I believe federal something.
Yeah.
And he couldn't take care of it, and he had to let it go. But he was a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped Ava build him. He got a block home. It's pretty nice. Ava got a pretty nice home. It's a three-bedroom.
Oh, has
he? Yeah, he got a three-bedroom, pretty nice home. It's on that grader road there, you know, off from, it's the first grader road after you come, you know, after Dungar, you know, back to the right, you turn back, and here is the first house on the right.
How'd Era get a hold of his money?
Well, Era, I don't know, Era is working out, and I guess maybe the home place Era inherited, in other words. He didn't have to do like I did, and I had to pay, you know, $25,000 for mine out there, just got it paid for last year. That's the reason I've been on the stump, in other words, reading the house is old, in other words, and not worth repairing. The sister-in-law want to do it, but the other brother, in other words, not the oldest brother, but the other one, why, he's up, and he's retired and started back to work. He's 3 years older than I am.
I'll tell you.
But told him, I said, you got to walk, I mean, crawl before you walk, and I said, I had a time paying that back, in other words. I said, one or two times I had a bad year, then one time I had the bar. I borrowed, I think, was $2,000 or $3,000 down at a commercial bank, and I tell him GP Light, and I asked the man that in the bank, he asked me to reckon GP after his first cousin fell out with him, would he be interested in this job he got? And then he asked me, would you be interested? I told him, no, it, I wasn't in a position to take off and leave my stuff, in other words. But GP's been off, you know, with Albert out on the deal, and he didn't sign the contract. So that's when the banker down at got in touch with GP, and he called a man and got the job, talked about $40 worth on the telephone. Of course, that millionaire, you know, he pays the telephone call, and GP got his job over the telephone.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
GP got as much going on outside his job as he got over there.
Well, he got his boy, you know, to help on that. He's married, in other words, and he's going to live out in the other place, and they going to move in. They got to get in this next week because they're supposed to be in there, you know, this month.
That right?
A new home.
And the boy's going in.
The boy's going to stay on the home place. He's marrying. He's marrying this Pond's girl.
Oh, is he?
Uh-huh. Sylvia.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says, I don't have any money, but I'll help him going through the university. He got 2 more years, you know, before he gets his degree, you know, University of
what
Florida.
What happened to GP's girl?
The old one?
Uh-huh.
Well, she teaches school.
Yeah.
She's making her $12,000, and they're going to give her a raise. So she told me, you see in the paper, I hear the news,
so
all these school teachers are going to get another nice little whack in on the raise.
Yeah, she getting rid of
and
it.
She got a helper now. You take, she's making that kind of money and got somebody to do the work. You and I, well, we got to do the work ourselves. We can't get nobody and pay them to help us do it. And now and down at school, they got people to help us grade the papers, believe it or not.
Let
I'll
me tell you,
the truth.
Everett, now you take
isn't
a,
that something?
Take
then
a,
they want more money.
Take Phil.
And she's driving a $5,000, you know, automobile.
Oh,
and says, I'm going to spend my money, Ebb. She called me Ebb. Said, I'm going to spend my money. Got a $4,000 boat there. Have you seen a ship?
No.
Got a $4,000 ship. I call it a boat. Man, want me to go down and ride then, not fishing, I'll go riding.
Yeah.
I don't go for that. Well, come on, you enjoy seeing them skiing. I said, Johnny's got one, and they want me to drive it, and I wouldn't do it because if one of them kids got hurt, I'd be responsible. I said, no, I ride in it, but I'm not, you know, being the chauffeur, in other words. I drive an automobile for somebody.
What's going to happen, you see, Maxie can't get any help. That's going to put him out of business. What's going to happen to his police?
Well, he got that boy, and also his boy's has a son, and I guess our boy's in college, I believe.
But they won't take care of the place.
But I don't believe so. Jimmy, in other words, he's at the boy. He's got a big job, you know, with Belt Linda, been with him a year, and that Doc, he called him a Doc, and he got that drawl like his mother had, in other words.
Yeah.
You know how to talk. Inherited, I guess.
Yeah.
Doc, they treat me pretty nice. I guess I'll stay with them until I die. But he's not coming out here. Now, wasn't his wife is one of those society women.
Yeah.
And they can't get along. She's one of those, well, I don't know. I won't say it either.
Yeah.
What you talking of, want to live above a mean.
Yeah.
Fast. You know what fast is, don't you?
Fast.
And they separated one time, you know, and had a baby. I'd like to kill Max and Ira May both.
Oh.
On account of the child. Or what? Finally, the men, you know, went together. But come to find out, well, her people was the cause of it, in other words, a lot of it.
Well, now, Max haven't got any chance then.
That
place was just going to something
else. I mean, if something other happened, why, I don't know what will happen. I don't know what.
You don't want it.
I don't have it. No.
You don't need it.
No, I don't need it. No.
But and these poor people can't buy.
No, that's right.
Nobody over there.
And I don't know, in other words, what he'll do with it. I guess maybe he'll let the boy have it because he told me. If that were the boys, and that boy, I knew he wasn't using it. On the end of me, there's a little piney wood there, you know, 10 acres. And I want to buy that from Jimmy.
Yeah.
Then Max will come along, you know what he told me? Said, Jim, boy, that belonged to him. He inherited that from Lois, his Aunt Lois.
Yeah. Oh.
And he said he may want to come out here and build him a home on that 10 acres when he retires.
Oh.
But knowing the family situation and his wife and all, why? It'll be a cold day in August.
Before they get way out in the woods.
Before they come out in the woods. That's what happened to Dick, you know, what I was telling you. He's on that place on the other side of Max's. He owned that 700 acres.
Yeah.
And Cade wanted to be in town, you know, where she'd be in around the people, see.
Yeah.
And Dick was an old working old boy, and he was going to work out on that land. He cleaned up a lot of it, in other words, and had a few cattle.
Which Whittington married Thrasher's daughter?
That's Dick.
Yeah.
Dick married one, and that Pruitt boy down here at the Laura married one of them. Jenny Pruitt married Ann, the oldest.
Yeah. Well, now this one, Dick's wife, she's right talented.
Yeah, she is.
She's pretty and she's smart and she sings.
And
everything.
Yeah, play the piano.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's talented. Nice. She's a nice girl. She's thinks a lot of me and I think a lot of her. She's not up to up, in other words. The other one's kind of up in society. Ann, but Kate had always been ordinary and common, you know, just like, you know, ordinary people. But she speaks to me, in other words, whenever this evening, does anything, asks me a lot of questions, because she knows, like you said a moment ago, she knows I keep up with the news, you say. I get around and find out things.
Yeah.
And so Kate said, why don't you come down and see us, Abby?
Yeah.
And I gave him some beef when I butchered the beef, in other words, but Dick's always nice to, when I go to Jacksonville, I give me 2 or 3 boxes of oranges, in other words, and I'll offer them, you know, $10 or $15, you know, for the oranges, because they bring, you know, good money, and they put them in them boxes. And he or Buddy won't even take it, you know, won't accept him. So whenever I kill, I either kill Buddy and Dick both, you know, a little meat, you know, a little steak.
Yeah.
And Kate said she wanted a roast one time. Well, she's close. That didn't mind me. She wanted a roast and says, I said, well, what kind you want, the rump or the rib roast or what kind of roast you want. Said, just so it's a roast. And he said, I'd like to have one about 4 pounds. And he said, the reason I'm telling you about the weight, 4 pounds, the fire, I want it for a certain company. And I wouldn't want it to be, real meat, off of a calf. You butcher, you can't buy that at the store. You might find it today, but it may be 3 months before you find some more like it, and you're going to buy a roast at the store.
Yeah.
I guess you've seen that, haven't you? Sometimes you get a good piece of meat, and it'd be a lot of long time before you get any more.
Right.
But Buddy know it, he always wants that T-bone steak. In other words.
You see Buddy much?
Not too much. Once in a while, I see him talk with him a little bit, and he'd be smoking a cigar.
Is he?
I think this other thing that someone said the other day, I said, well, I kind of cracked him a little bit the other day, and he seemed to think he's cracking, dying out. This sister commission, about giving the wives, and the elect.
Yeah.
And somebody's asking me, he said, what are your cufflinks?
Yeah.
But I think it's all, about to hush up, in other words. But that's a political deal. That's the reason that I said I never would want none of it. In other words, you're doing the impossible. You're trying to, get into politics. And I told Jippy about the ACP. He's on it, and Ailey said he's going to leave it go. I said, yeah, the old Carver want to know what I want to do. But I said, well, I'm a little man, and I said, all the big men, they always get all the fertilizer and all the dolomite and all the lime and all the work. And I said, I'm a little man, and I'll never get any. And I said, I don't care if they go ahead and take all my base away. If they don't plant some, see, I've been planting some corn. I had 25 acres last year. And if you don't, do something, well, then you're subject to lose your base,
Yeah.
I don't know where you keep up with it. I don't understand all of it, but you have a certain base.
Yeah.
As Ada said, I decided what bothered, and Ida said, I'm going down and talk to him, so Ida goes down now. He lives on the other grade, on the other side of there, and Ada got 40 acres right across the road from him. He got a beautiful garden, like Ernest has got a pretty good garden now. You saw it, I think he had a lot of trouble with it, but Eric got a nice garden too. And this right across from Isaac, he had him a new home built. He and his wife both are working. She's a bookkeeper with Dixon Lillian Willison. He worked for Whitehurst, same place that Johnny worked for. Johnny was on the farm and Isaac on the road construction. And Ike went down there and said, well, he said, I just hate to lose all, don't know what it's gonna do, and my wife's not working. Says I decided to have the tractor out there under the shed. He got one like that Ford. I don't know whether it's a Ford or a Ferguson. I believe it's a Ford, though. There isn't too much difference in them.
No,
gas burner. You order gas, this is a gas burner.
Yeah.
And he got the equipment to go with it. No way. And says, I told the Carver that I reckon I'd go ahead and plant 10 acres. So Miles, his brother, lives over on the other grazing road. That's Johnny's brother. And Isaac, one of them. There's 3 boys and 14 girls, I think, in the family. Sybil is one of the girls. I think there's 13 or 14 girls besides Sybil. Why, I plant 10 acres to keep a little bit of base because I don't know what we're going to do. And says, we were thinking about selling this place. I said, you're not selling your place. Well, Johnny got him a man, coming up with $600 cash to buy, 100 acres of it. If I wouldn't let him have all of it, he'd buy 100 acres. But then they backed out. She said, no, I reckon we got this little home in Williston, get a little rent out of it, and we'd be lost without a few cows. Said, I reckon we better keep it.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't sell any of it.
Yeah.
So there you are, both of them working, though, and they make enough to live on, in other words. But
yeah.
He decided he'd plant 10 acres. Well, he finally got it planted last Saturday.
Yeah.
Found up. It was too wet, after that big rain.
Yeah.
And he planted 12 rows and he had to quit. Said the tire began to slip, and he planted all the corn and he had to rig the planter with a sprocket, and the wheel turning up, corn is coming on out.
Yeah.
And he's putting it, like this. He's putting it like this with the tire spinning and the sprockets, going.
Yeah.
And he said he quit. Said, I'll wait until next Saturday. So he got it planted last Saturday. But he's got 10 acres. But Area's out of it, and I got out of it too. And I told Jippy, and Jippy's out too, I think, and he's on the board. But Jippy gets the lime and the fertilizer, don't forget it. He gets it.
How'd you manage that?
Well, he's on the committee, he can help get a lot, just like Whitehurst and Smith brothers and Richland brothers, in other words.
Yeah.
Well, you may be getting a lot of it, put on your grass, in other words. You getting some of that?
I get 10 acres.
10 acres. Well, that's a lot, then.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, they gave me 5 acres, and I said, well, that's a whole lot. That's better than nothing, I reckon. But I said, that's something.
I keep thinking I won't fool with that. they ought to just do away with that.
Well, that's what I told GP, and also told Carver. I says, that remind me back down in the pen, you know, to cover up your oranges and cover up your peaches and people going hungry, in other words.
Yeah.
And went out and killed the pigs, you know, and the hogs, you know, got too plentiful.
Yeah.
And people are starving to death, in other words, and ban all this other stuff, and a lot of people, you know, would be glad to have a little of it. I said, something else. Like I told them over yonder, they got, you know, where the monopoly was holding potatoes and the farmer didn't have a chance, and they couldn't let those commercial potatoes go on the market. They had to hold the market up, in other words, and the starving people, millions of them, in other words, like to have those commercial scarred potatoes. You eat it tomorrow, and it won't hurt you a bit in the world.
Yeah.
And the people coming and they're selling some of them and giving them away and all. Now they stop that and make them bare. Yeah, I'm bare. And the man told me, he said, if you go over and work, right, then let me have some of them scarred potatoes. I said, I don't know what the lawyer now, but I said, you have that lightning boy out there come over and got a truckload and come over and sold about $15, $20 worth of them. Well, I used to bring enough in on, you know, to kind of help the expenses on the weekend. 7-8 sack make that pickup ride good, you know, 100-pound bag.
Why, yes.
And I sell them for $1 a bag, you know, and that's, you know, buy them 1 or 2 good dinners, you know, when I want to go out and eat.
Well, what's wrong with that?
But now and then, I don't know what the lawyer now, I might not bring some back. And said, well, the ladies, you know, ordinary people around me, said, well, if you go, colored and white. Said, bring me a few. Said, I won't mind paying you a few little something of them potatoes. Bring me a little bag, 15 or 20 or 25 pounds. You know, before they go to bed, they won't keep no long. But I said, they make wonderful, you know, potato diced cubes.
Yeah.
And you can use them for mashed potatoes. They're not too good for baking, you know, like you had this here tonight. But there's chip people, but you cook them with turnip green and stuff like that. And the French fries, they're fine for that. You put a little brown sugar, sprinkle on, and they'll brown right on up, and they got a delicious flavor, you know, French fries with a little brown sugar on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the big
markets. Get you a good piece of bass or speckled perch about that long, you know. Not too many bone in it, because I like to eat in a hurry when I eat fish. And get you a plate of French fries and put a little ketchup on top of it. You got something good to eat. Maybe a little bowl of salad.
Makes me hungry.
Well, let me tell you, Ernest, we here now, we've been
talking. Y'all got to carry that clothes. It's 9 o'clock. I don't stayed an hour long when I said I was going to stay.
We've
got to water my cows.
We've been talking all this time, and we never have talked. Never.
Well, you're the instigator. What's got coming up now?
Well, I get interested in what we talk about, and it's time to go. I don't want to keep too late. But I keep thinking about, you know, you see, pick up these little things, and about, you know, taking care of your property and getting things done. Now, you know, it's got so now you can't even get that old, get somebody to plow for you, don't
that's
you know?
Right.
For custom,
yeah,
custom.
That's right.
You've got to have 100 acres, 200 acres field before they pay them to do it.
That's what Eric talking about, this same boy now taking over Frank McCray, William boy, Jack.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, Robert, Jack's dad, in other words, and Jippy's wife, a sister and brother. That's kinfolk. Jippy can't get him to do anything for them. Old kinfolk, see? Brother-in-law. But he's been doing work for years. We couldn't get him out there. That's the reason we didn't get into this millet. No, well, we cut out on our price. We got some of this millet, you know, sold, you know, when it had moisture. But when the ground got so hard, Eric called him and told him no use to come. I got to go to Richland, like you said. Man, to get him 200 or 300 acres, you know, I got to go down to Charles Sala and cut the land, you know, to put, what you call this stuff they're going to combine? Rye. Black flour, black rye.
Yeah.
And they're going to combine, see? And get $3-$4 a bushel part, in other words, in the combine.
But
after the big men, you know, gets it, and they said, well, there's no use in you coming. It's too dry. The land done dried out. You know how top land is.
Yeah.
And mine the same way, and I got a bag of that stuff, you know, which is $35, in other words, for a bag of it. X, Pearl X,
yeah.
What do we call it?
Yeah.
MX, what do we call it? And if I'd have had it, you know, had it sold when it right, now I'd working out and I didn't have the equipment, you know, to fix it with.
Yeah.
It'd been too slow to me to get out there to bush and bog, you know, and try to, you know, fix the 10 acres of land, you know, with the thing. Well, you can hire it cheap and you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Jack got that box, he cut it and planted it all at the same time.
When McCray had it, you see, he's my neighbor and he'd stop by here and do any little amount I had. I didn't know how good I had it, did I?
That's right. You sure did.
You see,
he got out. Well, that's the way I was. Now, McCray, he'd been doing it mine for 40 years, I reckon, seemed like.
I
could call him and Mac, he put it down on a book. She's no kin, but she was a Smith girl too, you know. We went to school together, his wife. And she put it on the book, in other words, and she come to it, she called me Everett, in other words, they had a concern with me.
Yeah.
But Jack, if it don't, own brother-in-law, I tell you, as we talking out them in the go, I'm telling you the truth, they don't have no concern, even your kinfolk.
Yeah.
Like my brother, in other words, just son Jackson Mills, didn't know until my older brother come up, done had a heart attack in St. Vincent's Hospital up there 3 days. And GP said, I thought your brother was coming by to see me. I said, well, he wouldn't have, but he went to Jacksonville to see my brother Tom.
Ever since I've been down here, it looked like I'd start something and then I would get in a pinch. Now, I'm in a pinch now, you see. I haven't had anybody do any custom work for me since Frank got out of business.
That's right.
Well, it's just like this tire business. I got some retreads put on the front end, got it lined, but before I got home, they're wobbling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the trouble is, you see, that I didn't balance them. Mm-hmm. Well, I went back, first time I was in town, and they balanced them, $2.50 a piece.
That's what they do.
Well, now, you see, they make more on that balancing than they do on the retreads.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And that alignment, more than they do on all the rest of it.
That's the reason I said I buy mine up here on that Farmer Mutual.
Yeah.
And brand new and quit retreading. And they bounce them free and put them on that pickup. And two of them on there now got nearly 40,000 miles on two of them. And they look like they're good for another 5,000 or 10,000 miles.
Yeah.
You got to look at them tires.
Now, where do you go?
Farmer Mutual.
Oh, way out there.
Next to the old produce market. It used to be the old produce.
They put the tires on bouncing for you.
And they put them on bouncing. And I get them, you know, a whole lot cheaper than get them Farm View or discount at B.F. Goodrich or discount at Firestone.
Yeah.
Or Sid and Roebuck, either one. Now,
my
sister-in-law was going to try some on that big price for her.
Yeah.
But she's getting hers from Sid and Roebuck, and they're guaranteed, I think, 50,000 miles or 5 years or something other like that. I don't know. But she cut one of them, and it cost her $7. And they put another one on there. It had about 5,000 or 10,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
And she cut one of them, hit bottle, I reckon, a whiskey bottle or a Coca Cola bottle.
And they still stood behind it.
And they stood behind it, cost $7, you know, for the 10,000 mile.
Yeah.
They made the tread and slipped on another.
Let me tell you, Everett, I tell you what, when you come over here, we get to talking about some of the things. I'll catch him over his house sometime. When he's working the garden, working his cattle around there, and where we won't talk about things in general.
Everybody had to come over here, and I just have to keep and just not let him talk. Let you talk about anything except
the business.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll put on two or three little points, you see, and I'll say, Everybody, come over here to look at these two or three little points.
Yeah.
And then if we talk about anything else, I'll just look the other way.
Okay.
It's the end of channel 2. Right. Yeah, over. The end of channel 2 over, and the end of visit with Everett Smith this Thursday at supper, the 22nd of April, 1971. The end of channel 2 over. The end of visit with Everett Smith. This Thursday after supper, the 22nd of April, 1971. The end of channel 2 over. The end of channel 2 over. And the end of visit with Everett Smith. This Thursday after supper, the 22nd of April, 1971. This is the end of channel 2 over. The end of channel 2 over. And the end of visit with Everett Smith. This Thursday after supper, the 22nd of April, 1971. Is the end of channel 2 over? The end of channel 2 over, and the end of visit with Everett Smith is Thursday after supper, the 22nd of April, 1971.